This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, May 14th. I'm Audrey McCabe. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser announced yesterday that two individuals were indicted by a statewide grand jury on four counts each of allegedly submitting petitions with forged signatures to get a school choice initiative on the 2024 general election ballot. According to the grand jury indictment, the charged individuals, Cheryl Long of Nevada and Martin Arellano of Texas, were paid circulators employed by Victor's Canvassing LLC based in Colorado Springs. The firm was one of three businesses hired by an initiative campaign to circulate petitions to gather the necessary valid signatures to include a school choice state constitutional amendment on the November 2024 ballot. Both defendants appeared before a notary and swore to or affirmed under penalty of perjury that their submitted petitions were valid. A review by the Secretary of State's office found that several signatures did not match signatures in the voter files, and that there were signatures of deceased voters and voters whose registrations were canceled because they moved out of the state. Proponents of the school choice initiative submitted more than 190,000 signatures to the Colorado Secretary of State's office. A vendor for the office conducted an initial review of the submitted petitions and found that 131 of the signatures appeared to be valid, which was more than the 124,238 needed to be placed on the ballot. The measure appeared on the November 2024 general election ballot as Amendment 80 and was defeated. Continuing our updates on emergency medical treatment in the KVNF listening area, Eure County Emergency Medical Services announced that it has received funding from the Colorado Emergency Medical and Trauma Services Provider Grant Program. According to a press release, this grant will significantly bolster emergency medical response capabilities across the county. The funding will reportedly be used to replace aging defibrillators and acquire new chest compression systems. Eure County EMS says that the new equipment will modernize frontline emergency responses and improve patient care during cardiac emergencies, critical medical incidents, and extended transport situations, which are common in rural mountain communities. Midwives play an important role in improving maternal and newborn health outcomes. But in Colorado, a class action lawsuit on behalf of midwives who work outside hospital settings alleges they often face bias and discrimination from the state. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Aspen Public Radio's Sarah Torrey spoke to one midwife involved in the lawsuit who worked in the Roaring Fork Valley for 25 years.
Julianne Guy is a certified professional midwife. She began working across Colorado's western slope in the early 2000s. Unlike the midwives who work inside hospitals, Guy is a direct entry midwife. That means she works with women who want to give birth at home. Over the years, Guy found regulators treated her differently than other medical practitioners, specifically when it came to dealing with clients who ignore her advice.
A nurse, a doctor, a physical therapist can tell you what to do, but they can't make you do anything.
She says state regulators have sanctioned her and other midwives after their clients refused to follow their recommendation to seek more advanced medical care.
If we stay to provide stability and care, we are punished. If we leave, we have abandoned them, which is also illegal. And so we are kind of damned if we do and damned if we don't.
Those allegations are behind the class action lawsuit that Guy and a group of other direct entry midwives filed last week against the agencies who regulate them in Colorado. The state regulators declined to comment on the litigation. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Sarah Torrey.
As the pace of today's world gets more frenetic, people are turning to mindfulness to support their well-being. KVNF's Brody Wilson spoke with one mindfulness coach that KVNF listeners will be familiar with.
If you're a regular KVNF listener, you've probably caught an episode of KVNF's Mindful Reflections. They're a nice opportunity, through the radio, to pause and reflect. For nearly 3 years, Erin Easton has been the voice behind those segments. Recently, she came in to Studio M to talk about who she is and how she got here.
I moved to Montrose about 6 years ago and started my business, mindfulness coaching, New Leaf Mindfulness Coaching. And I've been doing that full time for 6 years.
Before the coaching and before the radio segments, there was a classroom. Erin spent 11 years as a language teacher, Then, while completing her master's degree in Switzerland, a back injury changed everything. She turned to meditation for relief, and the more she practiced, the more she wanted to understand it.
So I studied it being used in schools, and in Zurich, their international school had a whole mindfulness program at their school. And so I studied them, how the kids were responding, how it was showing up in people's lives. And I just was loving it more and more, and didn't discover Thich Nhat Hanh then. I'd read a lot of his books before, but his Plum Village kind of root monastery is in France. And so I got to go there several times and did kind of retreats and workshops. And
she brought those lessons back to Colorado, developing mindfulness and brain science programs in schools in Bayfield and Durango. Eventually, she decided to take the work full-time, and Montrose was where she landed. But along the way, one age group surprised her most.
And I definitely noticed a shift of, like, engagement in eighth graders. So that seemed to be the age that it was like, okay, I think they'll engage with this and start kind of understanding why they're doing it and kind of have their own volition in it. And it worked great. Like, my eighth grade Spanish, I did it with my Spanish class, and they really looked forward to every start of class. We'd start with a mindfulness exercise. And I think we assume, like, they don't want to engage with these self-reflective practices. But when you give them the opportunity and you create this safe space where it feels very legitimate to do that and honored, they respond really, really well.
Erin Easton has also channeled her work into writing. Her latest book, Mindfully Freeing Ourselves from Emotional Abuse, grew out of something personal, a recognition that the pain that we carry emotionally doesn't stay separate from the body.
Our emotional world, our mental world affects what we eat, affects how we show up in the world, how we treat ourselves, how we exercise or don't. It also affects the tensions in our body. It affects our heart rates, our digestion. You know, everything about the body is touched by our emotional world. And then definitely when we haven't processed through some of those emotional pieces, each of us have somewhere where we kind of store them, whether that be because of what we're afraid of or our fears, and then we hold those areas tighter, we're in self-protect mode. But usually somewhere in the body, we're holding that tension of our emotional experience.
I asked Erin why she keeps teaching mindfulness, even when the financial reward is uncertain. She said she believes in it, and she wants to live in a more mindful world. What would that look like?
I look at that like how it changed me and how I showed up in the world of so much less angry, so much less aggressive, and so much more aligned with my truth and being able to offer my gifts to the world and goodness to the world. And in the ways that it healed, you know, my wounds and past traumas, I think most of our hurtful behavior comes from the wounds we hold within ourselves. So I feel like if people can have these practices and resources to truly heal themselves, I mean, it really works, and that then they would be able to show up kinder and more peacefully. And of course, that would make a much better world for all of us.
That's Erin Easton, mindfulness coach, author, and the voice of Mindful Reflections here on KVNF. You can hear her weekly segments on our air and find links to her work at kvnf.org, or you can learn more about Erin and her new book at newleafmindfulness.com. For KVNF News, I'm Brody Wilson.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.